Lovelies, welcome back to the Sacred Cocoon Podcast. This is Lottie and I will be your host. So, today what I would like to talk to you all about is whether or not as a psychic or intuitive person, you should give readings to people even if they haven't asked for one. So, what I mean by that is if you run into someone in the grocery store and you don't know them but you're like, you get a really strong message for them, or you get a really strong like intuition for them, or whatever it is, should you tell them or not? Should you approach them? I really don't think you should, and I'm going to go into that in this episode. Before that, I want to do, check in with y'all. How are y'all doing? How is February treating you so far? I cannot believe it's February already. That's wild to me. February is going good over here. I'm trying to think what's been going on. We're at coming up to the fourth tarot class that I'm teaching, and again, it's like, where is time going? I can't believe we're up to the fourth class already. So we're more than like halfway through now, and it has been so much fun. Like, once I get to the end of the classes, I want to, take time to reflect on it and everything, and then I want to talk about it and do probably an actual episode about it and everything that I've learned and what I enjoy about it, and also what I find, interesting and useful about classes. But for now, I'm kind of just letting everything happen and seeing how it all comes together and what my experiences are. But it's been a really good experience. Really, really good. So, yeah, just wanted to share that. I'm also working on some packages to put into the shop. And I'm working on a big package as well. So basically what I'm working on right now is putting together like a quick, I haven't come up with a name for it yet, but a quick how to do psychic protection, clearing your energy, and grounding. So it's going to be three meditations and three kind of demonstrations on how to do those three things that I think everyone needs to be able to do. They're super quick and easy, really fun. I recorded the grounding exercise yesterday, the meditation, and I felt super chill afterwards, so I feel like that's going to be something really good that I can share. And I also recorded a 10-minute video explaining my golden bubble technique, which if you're a client of mine, especially in person, you might have have me teach you this. It's something that I teach everyone if they want to, because it's been invaluable to me. So that's going to be in there. And then, like I said, there's going to be a clearing. I call this squeezing out the psychic sponge. it's basically how to get rid of like collected energy from other people. And that's going to be like a visualization meditation kind of thing as well. The other thing that I'm working on is like a big package that's going to be including that, and then it's going to include like energy work as for ourselves and healing, mending like auric holes or damage, and how to do energy work and healing with other people as well. And then also there's going to be a section that is, I'm calling it Journeys into Spirit, so it's guided meditations with different spirit beings. So there's going to be one with to find your power symbol with your spirit guide. There's also going to be a Meet Your Spirit Guide meditation that I'm going to update. There is one in my shop right now that's $5 if you're interested in it, but there is going to be a new updated one as well. And then there's going to be Journeying with Crystal Spirits, the Fae, and why am I forgetting the other one? There's another one, I just can't remember what it is. Wow, that's terrible. But it all in all, it's going to be 16 different demonstrations or meditations or videos, all that kind of thing. As well as worksheets to go with a lot of those, and that's going to be, you'll be able to buy that all in one go if you want like a really comprehensive exploration of working with intuition and healing and all of that. Or I'm going to also break it down so you can purchase just the bits that you want. So if you just want, you know, I just want to learn about grounding, and I just want to learn about, you know, protecting myself energetically and how to clear my energy, and I also want to do, you know, these meditations with different spirit beings like my spirit guide and all of that kind of thing, then I'll just buy those two. And yeah, I'm really excited about that. I'm really looking forward to working on those and then releasing them. But I will keep you updated as to when I'm going to do that. Apart from that, yeah, I think that's my main thing right now. I've also been painting a lot recently, and I finally got my scanner to work, so I'm really excited. one more thing, is that I scanned my little portraits of these little fairy kind of whimsical figures that, if you follow me on Instagram, you'll see me post them. They're little watercolors, and some of them are a little bit mixed media. Anyway, I put together a set of 5 of my favorite ones that I think go together really nicely, and I made postcard sets of them. So there's going to be 5 of those available, 5 sets of 5 postcards to start off with, and I'll see, you know, if there's interest in them. One of them is my Mother Mary portrait that I absolutely love. So yeah, really excited about those. They will be arriving next week. I'll be putting them in the shop and we'll let you all know. Okay, on to the actual topic. So yeah, this is one of those things. So let me recap. If you get psychic information, intuitive information about someone who has not asked you for a reading or hasn't asked you for, you know, advice or insight, etc., should you give them that information off your own, like, accord, I guess? And my answer to that is no, you should not do that. I find that to be highly unethical, and I know that sometimes really rubs people the wrong way, because I get why people do this. You know, they get this information come through, and it feels like, well, if I wasn't supposed to give it to them, why would I be getting it, right? And I understand that. So it's like, well, if I'm getting this information, I should give it to that person. Like, they need that information. And it's coming from a place, I think, of like wanting to help them and wanting to, yeah, like, oh, well, this is the message for them. I'm supposed to give it to them. But the reason that I think this is unethical, and I really don't think you should do this, is that it's also crossing boundaries with someone that you have not gotten their consent to do that. So sometimes we'll get messages about someone, and I don't know why this happens. you know, but sometimes you'll just kind of run into someone that you don't know in the line at the grocery store, and you, for some reason, you get a message for them, or you get like a, more often for me, it's like, oh, I'll just like see something. And this doesn't happen to me very much, because I put my boundaries up really hard, and I'm very strict on my boundaries, so it doesn't happen to me a lot. But on the odd occasion, you know, it will, and it has in the past. You'll get a message or something, you see an image or something, and it's for that person or it's about that person. But that doesn't mean that that person has consented to you giving them a reading or you even like looking at their energy. So I don't think it's wrong that you got that message, because you weren't, you know, you're not going out in the world trying to read random people. And if you are, please don't do that. Also, you don't have consent to do that. But some people are just really open, or there's like something going on energetically where you just get that message. Like, it's just floating out there and you pick it up because you've got like a little receiver, you know. So I think, you know, don't beat yourself up if you do get that kind of, if you do get that kind of message sometimes, because it happens. But it doesn't mean that just because you got that message that you should, like, just walk up to that person and tap them on the shoulder and go, oh, hey, like, by the way, I got this, like, message for you, you know, and whatever, and tell them what it is. Because from everything I've ever heard, that generally doesn't go down very well. And it wouldn't go down very well with me, to be honest. If I was just out and about living life and then someone just walked up to me and said, hey, like, you're, this chakra is blocked, whatever, you know, I'd be like, excuse you? Like, I didn't give consent to that, you know, and it makes people really defensive. That's one reason that I think you really shouldn't do it. The second thing is, you're taking something that is probably really personal and should be private and saying it out in public. Because, you know, if you don't know this person, the only place you can say it is in public. Even if, you know, you run into someone in the bathroom or something and you tell them, it's still a public space because anyone could walk into that room, anyone could be in there, anyone could be in the stalls, whatever. You're not giving that person a chance to process that information, and you're not giving them space to even be able to talk about it, you know, because then they're not necessarily going to talk to you about it because they don't know you. And it's like, you're not giving them a chance to have a space to really sit down and process that and deal with it, you know, no matter what it is. You might think, oh, it's really good news, but we can't know necessarily what a message even means to someone. Or even if it sounds like good news to you, like, oh, by the way, you're pregnant, you know, it's like, you have no idea how they feel about that. So, yeah, again, it's crossing lines that I really don't think we should cross. So sometimes, and here's the thing that I think throws people off too in regards to should I do that or not. It's like, well, like I said, if I got that message, then shouldn't I give it to them because they need it? And that, yeah, I can understand if, like, you're picking up on something going on with them, you know, maybe energetically, or, hey, like, you need to go to the doctor or whatever it is. Like, I can understand why someone would think, oh, I should really tell them that. And that's probably the area that I would say, to me, would make me think the most, oh, should I tell them? But again, it's not, they haven't come to you for that, and I still think ultimately that it's wrong. It's really difficult because that's a bit of a grey area. Like, if you're picking up on, oh, there's danger here, I should tell that person, you know? Like, I get it, because you don't want them to be in danger, and you don't want whatever you're feeling, whatever, you don't want that to be the case, or you don't want something to happen to them. But we still don't know everything about the situation, and I still think that it's ultimately, we have the potential to do a lot more harm than good by telling someone something that they have no way of anticipating hearing. And again, they didn't consent to us giving that information. Because here's the thing, we're all out there in the world every day, you know, living, and things happen as we live. And nobody can tell us every single thing that's going to happen. And there's not even anyone there to see, like, every single thing that could happen and point that out to us. And also, I find that, you know, sometimes if you get psychic information or some kind of image or something, the way you're perceiving it also might not be 100% right. So, like, if you tell someone, oh, I'm getting this really bad feeling, so I think, like, your health is bad and you should go to the doctor, one, you're going to really freak them out if you do that, but two, it could not be that at all, or it could be someone they know is sick, and that's, you know, they're trying to deal with that, or, you know, they are sick, but they're already seeing a doctor, You know, you could pick up on someone that's terminally ill. Like, you telling them you should go to a doctor. It's like, imagine how much that would suck if you had someone say that to you, not knowing the situation. Because that can happen. So again, we don't know. And then the other thing with it that I want to say as well is that we don't know why things happen on someone's particular path. Now, you might feel differently about this, you know, or have different thoughts about it, which is completely fine. I think that everything that happens does happen for a reason. And so us telling someone something and trying to, like, basically predict or estimate, like, this is what you should do in order to not do this, whatever, it's like, we don't really know. We can't know just from running into them at random what's going on fully for them and why that might be happening or what is going to come out of that, you know, a year down the line that is beneficial or they can grow from or whatever, you know. So again, we just don't have enough information about it to be able to talk about that. The only thing that I think you could do if you're picking up something, you know, is if they look at you or something, you know, smile at them and say something like, oh, you know, be careful on the roads, or, you know, just make, like, basically small talk kind of stuff, like, oh, you know, be careful driving, or you know, like, take care of yourself or whatever. Like, don't make it super personal, but just say something that might plant a seed in their head that, oh yeah, I should, you know, I'll be extra careful today, or, oh yeah, I should go do that thing that I've been putting off or whatever. Because the thing is with that, I think that if you did that, maybe, again, don't just tap on a random person's shoulder, you know, if there's no way to just organically, like, slip that in, just don't do it. Don't make a point to go out of your way to do it. Trust that they are going to be okay, and they will find that information the best way that they can, and it doesn't need to be you telling them that. But that, even that, I wouldn't probably do that, you know, unless literally they were, like, looking me in the face and smiling. I might do it then, but I still probably wouldn't. Like, it's very much my MO to not psychically interact with someone unless there is, like, explicit consent and reason to do that for my own energy too. It's like, I'm not going out there picking up everyone's stuff and everyone's energy because I don't want to. Like, I need to be able to turn off and focus on myself and have specific times that I can do work with other people. So that also can be a boundary thing for you. Like, if you're kind of picking up a lot of stuff from just everyone, you probably need stronger boundaries. And that's going to be something that I'm going to talk about as well in one of these meditations, is how to close off, basically. Like, choose to close off and not pick up so much. Because you really don't need to be doing that constantly. But is that everything? I've gone pretty fast today, and I'm really just, I think I'm just going to keep it at this today, just a real short episode, and I'll just put the ad at the end. But I hope that this is helpful and useful, and if you've had this happen to you, I have friends that have had this happen where someone will just, like, walk up and randomly read them, basically, and it was really upsetting for them. You know, if you've had this happen, it's not your fault. It's not your fault that someone else overstepped your boundaries. And that's true for any way that someone oversteps, or any way that someone is, you know, invasive or anything like that. That's not your fault. That is on them. So if you're that psychic, you're that person who feels like, oh, I should tell them, it's invasive. Even if you don't mean it to be, even if you mean it to be, you know, great and kind and you're trying to do the best thing, it's still invasive. You need that person's consent, because you can really upset them if you don't get it. And there's a time and a place, and I don't think, you know, the grocery store line is probably the best place for it. I think that's everything. So I hope you are having a wonderful day. And just as a quick reminder, as always, you can book a reading with me online in my Etsy shop, which is thesacredcocoon.etsy.com. You can also pick up any of my decks there, or you can come and see me on Fridays and Saturdays at the Four of Wands in Fayetteville. And I am there on Fridays between 11 a.m. and 5 p.m. and then Saturdays between 10:30 and 4 p.m. The best way to book for that is either to DM me directly on Instagram, so at the Sacred Cocoon, or email me thesacredcocoon@gmail.com, or you can call the shop and they will ask me. Or you can walk in. Walk-ins, I usually say, is like, that's my least preferred way, just because sometimes it gets so busy that I literally don't have time to see every single person that walks in, and I feel terrible because I hate disappointing people. So if you can at all, please do DM, please do book ahead, so I can put you in my diary. I know you're coming. I can give you that time that you need. I really want to do that. Okay. Sending you so much love. Bye for now.